study it, to reflect on it. I know, Lord, it's our natural tendency to worry. It's our natural tendency to be afraid and become angry as to why this is happening. But God wants us to evaluate our problem from His divine perspective. And so I'm reminded the word consider is an accounting term that means to evaluate. Accountants, my uncle, he's an accountant, and I know he talks to me about, well, James, this has to add up and the numbers have to make sense and what's on the left and on the right has to balance. But that's what God wants us to do when he are referring to as consider. He want to make sure that things, you know, add up. And sometimes our trials that we go through, they don't add up from a human standpoint, but, and they don't seem to make sense. The balance sheet seems to be off. And we start thinking things like, well, this is not fair, and why did this happen to me, and why are they that? And we get through the whys, but God tells us to consider what's happening to you. He tells you to think on those things and consider them as an opportunity. What he's telling you to do is put away the human thinking, put away the human calculator, and use his. He wants us to evaluate our trials from the perspective of joy. That's why it says count it all joy. Jesus had that attitude when he faced the cross. Oh, hallelujah. Hebrews 12:2 reminds us that we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, who is the victor, who is the champion, who is the one who initiates the perfecting of our faith because of the joy, because we're waiting on him, because he endured the cross. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you. Now we know that Jesus is seated on the right hand of the Father. He's right there on the throne looking down. There is joy in waiting for us on the other side. There is joy in our trials. There is joy for our problems. Oh, Lord God, so we should disregard any shame or embarrassment that the problem may be causing and keep our eyes on the prize, which is Jesus, who is leading us to joy on the other side. Oh, sometimes I know we don't want to rejoice for the problem, but we should rejoice in the problem because we know that the end result would be God's glory, and it will allow us to go and to grow. And that's what we want to do. We want to get closer to God. We want to grow in our maturity in faith. We want to grow in our walk with the Lord. Oh, Lord God, and we know, Lord God, even there's something significant that's stated in verse 3 that can sometimes be overlooked. James tells us, for you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. The word know carries the idea of understanding. It's sometimes it can be beyond simple fact. Sometimes it's very complex to know something. But in order to know, in order to really know, we got to have personal experiences. And some say in order to have a testimony, you must have a test. Your faith has already been tested in the past. Lord, help remind us that our faith has been tested before. This is not the first time that we've been stuck. This is not the first time we've been in a situation or a trial. It may seems small, but we're always tested, and our faith is sometimes tested in our finances. Oh, I know I'm not the only one. Our faith can be tested in our health with us or a loved one or someone that we know personally. They might be dealing with some challenges. Our faith can sometimes be tested with our children. Lord, give us strength. Our faith can sometimes be tested with on the workplace or even finding a job for work. And there's tons of other things that our faith can be tested in. But we know that in those times of testing, you know that you got to build that experience. You got to go through something for your faith to grow and for you to get a little stronger in your walk with God. But it's only the testing that would allow you to produce a testimony. So we thank you that we get to experience, Lord God, these testings because God is leading us. God is guiding us. Your word says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So here's the point. When your faith is being tested by a trial, Think back on those other trials, because God is no respecter of person. What he did for you back then, what he did for another person, he'll do it right now. So we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, for you know that your faith is tested. Your endurance has a chance to grow. That's how we'll get stamina. That's how we'll be able to mature when our faith is being tested. That lets us know that God is right there doing something. So, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God. Thank you for testing me, Lord God. Thank you, because I know you will, Lord God, bring us through, Lord God. And, Lord God, once we come through that test, we will have experience. We will be able to draw upon that experience. We will be able to draw upon the lessons that we learned. We will remember, God, how you brought us through, Lord God. We will remember, Lord God, how we thought it was hopeless. And then we saw God, but God. For some of us, that's where it's at, right there, but God. That's all enough right there, but God. But God, it was God who did it. So we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are God who responds to our problems, Lord God. And Lord God, we know, Lord God, the way that when we're in a problem, the way that we can get you to respond is to communicate with you. That's called prayer, Lord God. It is always a good time to talk to God, but especially when you have problems, when you are going through a trial, you should pray. You should pray without ceasing. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. So even in verse 5 tells us, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. I know that the devil likes to play with our mind and say, will God rebuke me for asking because of the situation that I'm in, because it was my fault, because God originally told me to go right and I went left, but because of this mess, it stinks, because of this mess, God won't hear me. God's going to rebuke me. Well, Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you will give, Lord God, wisdom, Lord God, without rebuke, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. What is wisdom? Oh, Lord God, wisdom is the ability to perceive the true nature of a situation. So, Lord God, we need you in every situation. We don't want to be making decisions by ourselves, Lord God. We want, Lord God, to have your wisdom so that we can have the ability to judge correctly and follow the best course of action as it relates to your divine will, Lord God. Not our will be done, but your will be done. That's what that means right there, that when we're in a situation, we should ask you, Lord God, what should I do next? How should I do it, Lord God? We want to make sure that we're trusting you and that we're not doing things of our own will, Lord God, because your ways are so much better than our ways. Your thoughts are so much higher than our thoughts. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we're able to come to you, Lord God. We're able to come to you, Lord God, and that you will hear us, Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you that you tell us very clear. Ask us, Lord God. It says, ask me for wisdom, Lord God. So we don't have to do it by ourselves. We don't have to worry. We don't have to try to figure it out. We can come to God, who's omnipresent. He's not too busy for us. He always hears. His arms are open wide, so we just thank you. He wants to tell you exactly what we need to do and how to do it. He delights in sharing wisdom with his children. Thank you, Father. Thank you for that. We know that you smile down. That's what it means. You smile down on us, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. And I know some of us might struggle with, God don't want me talking to him. Clearly, that's not the case. But for some of us, sometimes we go through that moment like, God can't hear me. So James, he encourages us about asking for wisdom. God won't rebuke us for asking, so we thank you, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you want us, Lord God. You said if we draw closer to you, you will draw closer to us, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you will, Lord God. So, Lord God, even in the verses where it says, dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind, oh, Lord God, you're letting us know, right? Troubles will come. Troubles will come. You didn't say this road was going to be easy, but you said you were going to be there with us, Lord God, because your word says you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord God. It says, for you know that when you're faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. I don't want to be stuck. I don't want to be small. I don't want to always be drinking on a bottle. I want to get off the bottle. I want to be able to eat the meat of the word, and I want to be strong. I want to be a mature believer. I want to be mature in my faith, and I know I'm not the only one. It says in verse 5, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can lift up our hands from what's coming our help. Our help comes from the Lord. We thank you that we can put some miles on our knees and get in a position, Lord God, where we're surrendering all to you. Yes, the psalmist sings, I surrender all, but that should be our verse. That should be our go-to, I surrender all. Don't, when our hands is lifted up, when our hands is open, we can receive from you. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, and we thank you that you brought us through, Lord God. You brought us through, and you're right there. So again, the last part I'll leave you with is count it all joy. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. So we thank you, Lord. We love you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And at this time, I'll turn you back over to our host, Sister Angela.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Minister James. Hallelujah. Yes, count it all joy. Ooh-wee, it says, if you lack wisdom, you should ask God. Hallelujah. Yes. He's waiting patiently for us to ask him. And then it says, who gives generously? Ooh, I like that Amplified version. NIV version says, who gives generously to all without finding fault. Hallelujah. Who do we know? Do we know anyone in our life that does not find fault? And then when he brings us out and he gives us that wisdom, don't hold it. Don't keep it. Because your testimony is somebody else is needing your testimony. Somebody else is looking to you for an answer. Someone on your job. Someone in your family. So be generous as God is generous with us. Well, now we have our second prayer lead. It's going to be Sister Pat Leverett. And Sister Pat, are you on? Yes. Sister Pat, if you're on, you need to unmute your phone, dear. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me unmute. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Let's just keep on praising him, praising him. Sister Pat, can you hear me?
I can.
You can? Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, sweetheart. The line is yours.
My topic is pleasant boundaries. And Psalms 16:5-6. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my the Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my and it shall maintain my lot and of my cup and I shall maintain my lot. A six says, the lines are falling to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a godly inheritance. Jesus taught that we should be honest and direct when we set in boundaries. We should be confident in our yes and no, being able to say no and accept it when someone else says no. And I want to read Psalms 1. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in the season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff with the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. 1 Peter 2:9 says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Ephesians 1:17 says, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and a revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the richness of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Sharp eyes, we have, God wants us to have sharp eyes that no man can deceive us, that we won't be sitting within the seat of the ungodly. That we are no longer, we should be no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with the house in the house of the Lord God. Second Corinthians 6:16 says, and what agreement has the temple of God with ours? For ye are the temple of the living God. And God has said, I will be with them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you, and will be your father, and ye shall be my sons and my daughters, said the Lord Almighty. Colossians 3:23 said, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto man, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the rewards of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord with Christ. 1 Peter 5:6 says, humble yourself therefore under the mighty hands of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. And Matthew 10:16 says, Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as a serpent, and harmless as a dove. And ye shall be brought before the governor and the king of the kingdom for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, that take no thoughts of what ye shall speak, for it shall be given unto you at that hour what ye shall speak. For it is not of ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is quicker and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even unto the dividing of soul and of soul and of spirit and joints and marrow. It is a discerning of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Joshua 1:5 said, and there shall no man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Philippians 4 and 13 said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me. God is our strength. And we draw from the word of the Lord God. The word of the Lord God brings healing to the body, mind, soul, and spirit. So let us walk in the spirit of the Lord God. Lord, we thank you, God, for being our Father, that we choose our words, God, with salt, that we no longer walk in the will of the ungodly. Our eyes are not halted. We serve the living God. That we are not children. We are not children of the devil, but we walk in thy will, the will of the Lord God. And we take the word of the Lord God and use it against the enemy. Lord, we thank you, God, for Jesus. That he is our God, he is our Father, and we walk in the authority of the King, kingdom living, kingdom decreed. Lord, we thank you, God, that we cast all our cares on the Lord, thy God, that he cares for us. Lord, let us increase, God, in your kingdom, God, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, God. Lord, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for blessing us, Lord, with all spiritual blessings from on high by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that your word is yea and amen. And we are the sons of God, little sons. Lord, let us increase in thy word, God. 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, God. Lord, blessed is the name of the Lord God that causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus, that we walk in the newness of life, God. Lord, let us be like the prodigal son. If we fall, God, let us get up and repent, God, and walk in thy will. Your will be done, God, on earth as it is in heaven, God. Lord, we thank you, God, that our steps are ordered by the Lord, thy God, that we are no longer tossed to and fro, God, but we will take a stand for Jesus, that we build our natural house, our spiritual house on the word of the Lord, God, that is established, built in wisdom and established in understanding, God. Lord, let us, Lord, walk in the light, that Jesus is the light of the world, Lord, and in him is no darkness, and we are sons of God, little sons, and we imitate our Father. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord God that causes us to triumph in you, Christ Jesus. And greater that is he that is in me than he that is in the world. We are in the world, but not of the world. We walk in the light. Jesus is the light. Lord, we thank you for Jesus. His shed blood on the cross that brought us victory. Victory in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for victory. That we are the sons of God, little sons, and we are imitators of our Father. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. He is, I am, ever what you need. And we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the cross. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us with all spiritual blessings in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. Amen. I turn it back over to the host.
Thank you, Sister Pat. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the cross. Well, people, If you have to leave, we're at the halfway mark of this wonderful, wonderful prayer service on this Friday, the 28th of February. But if you have to leave, I would like for you to consider leaving a gift. Leaving a gift. Bishop is asking for partners, and if you're on the communications, you know the amount that he is asking for. But if you would like to bless this prayer ministry, because ministry does cost, you can do so at ekcministries.org. You can text the word GIVE, G-I-V-E, to the number 216-446-1209. Also, if you are on the line, consider becoming a prayer lead once a month or a prayer host once a month. It would help not overtax the people that have stepped up generously. Some of our schedules have changed, and we can't come on as much as we would like to help Pastor Lenore. I know we're praying for her, but we don't want to tax her health. And as she steps in, and she's always right on time. So even as we continue to pray for her health and strength, if you would consider to be a prayer lead or a prayer host or a substitute, please give her a call at 216-475-6327. And at this time, I am going to turn it over to our next prayer lead. I'm excited. I'm not going to cry this today, y'all. And Mother Yvonne Clark, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. I didn't know I was a prayer lead today, but okay, I'm always ready.
You always ready, yes, praise the Lord. Well, you know what, Pastor Lenore just using us, Mother, because I didn't know until Wednesday when I looked back. I said, oh, you're the host.
Okay. Well, I didn't put in the code for, a guest speaker, but if it's okay if I keep just going on like I am, if that's all right, I will.
Yes, ma'am. Just go on. Have your way. Take your time and go forth.
Okay. Thank you. Well, I praise God that we're all together today. I praise God. I thank God for the prayer leads that's gone on before. You know, when Minister James comes on, I tell you the truth. I just be sitting here. Sometimes I just raise my hands in the air and I can shout for joy. And because it's teaching and it's praise, and you feel like you've been to a service. And then right behind him came Sister Pat, and I love her, how she brings on with the Word of God. And I can almost just wait until she says certain things that I know are true and that have been taught to us for over the ages. And so I praise God for Sister Pat's prayer, too. I wanted to pray for grandchildren this morning. That's my prayer request for my own personal prayer. And so I'm going to start out with that in the prayer call. As some of us have grandchildren and some of us don't. And we've been diligent in praying for our children, but we've got grandchildren that are coming up in a different world than we knew, and they need prayer. And so let's go to God in prayer. Father God, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We come to praise you because we realize that you've given us a blessing to see our grandchildren come forth. We thank you for them. We pray that you would cover them in your precious blood and keep them. Father, specifically, we pray for their hearing. Let their hearing be tuned in to the Word of God. We pray in Jesus' name that you, as no one else can save their lives and their mental capacity by the things that we allow them to hear. And if they're around things that they hear, Father, that are not of you, don't let it be foundated in their spirits, Father. You've got teachings today that we don't believe are biblical. Excuse me. So we pray, Lord, that you would protect their inner ear. I like to call it the inner ear because some things we hear and we let it go. But some things are played back to us over and over and over again. Even we as adults come to you. And we ask in Jesus' name that you put a block in their inner ear. Don't let them hear the things that are not of you. Don't let them take root and grow in their spirits, Lord. Keep our grandchildren from all of the ills that are in the atmosphere and the air today. Keep our grandchildren from all the things that we allow them to be exposed to, Lord. Lord, we know that you're able, and we give our bloodline to you. Just as Bishop has been teaching us, Father, that there are some bold women, beautiful biblical women in the lineage of Jesus Christ, we pray in Jesus' name that you would allow our grandchildren, Father, to be that line that continues and hold on to, Father, our birthrights and our line in Jesus Christ. And the things that our grandparents and parents before us have given us, let us be able, Father, to give those to our grandchildren so they can be related to God. We hold them up before you. We put them before you because that we know that you're able. We put the blood of Jesus over them, Father, and that meaning that we put the word of God over them. I used to think it meant smearing Christ's blood, but Christ's blood is his word. And so if we put the word of God over our grandchildren, help us to remember that, Lord. Help us to be diligent, Lord. Help us to hold our grandchildren dear to our hearts, and help us to live in front of them so that they can see Christ in not only their parents, but in us as grandparents, Lord. Jesus, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would cause them to be fruitful and to bring forth more children for the kingdom of God, Lord. I know that we have a feeling, excuse me, Lord, of not wanting more children, but when children can be born into the family of God, when there will be more children and grandchildren to praise you, and not only in our bloodline, Father, let us minister, Father, from our location. Let us be able to engraft in those that are not saved, those that need God, those that have not been raised in church the way we were. Father, we were blessed, and we thank you for it. We will bless, Father, and we give you all of the glory. Lord, we praise you like never before. We bless you and we exalt you. And now, Father, even great-grandchildren, go and move through our bloodline. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Grab them and claim them as your own, Father. We claim them as your own. We claim our bloodline, Father, to belong to you. We claim, Father, that those that are in our family will worship you and be saved, Father. We claim, Father, that you will give us the strength and the ability, just like Rahab had, to bring her family into the house that they might be saved. Jesus, we need your help. We need your help to reach out to a generation, Father, that we're not familiar with. We need your help, Lord. We need your help to live in front of a generation that will remember certain things about us that reflect you. We need your help, Lord. We need your help in having our minds focused on you so that we can be the example, the lead, the guide, and the purpose of those children that are coming up behind us. Father, we need your help so that we can reach out to families that have children and they don't have a relationship with you. Father, give us a mind to minister from wherever we are. Let us be able to introduce all of those, Father, to you. We thank you that we are strong members of Christ. We are strong members of the body of Christ, and we are strong in the Lord, and we can take that strength that we have, Father, and cause others to come into the house, to come into the body, to come into the purpose of praising you. Father, where there is fear, you're not there. And so we don't fear the future. We look at our future and we smile. We look at our future because we know, Father, that our future is settled with you. Father, we know that you can settle the future of our children. And we pray in Jesus' name that you would do just that. Father, we know that there are some drugs that have become legal now, and our children think nothing of it, of smoking marijuana and laughing about it, Father. But in the name of Jesus, we pray for that to be blocked in the name of Jesus as they are tempted in the world that they live in. And as they live and move upon people, with people that's common with, that you would make it uncommon with them. That you somehow, Father, excuse me, stop that from going into the members of their bodies and the memories of things that they can do and feel comfortable with. We don't want them to be comfortable with those kind of things that alter the mind, Father. We need for them to be in control over their minds. Let them keep control over their minds so that they can direct their bodies to belong to you. Father, we pray against anything that would come against the generations of Christians, Father, that are coming behind us. We pray against it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray that it cannot find root in them, Lord. We pray that it cannot find a way, Father, to progress. We pray that sin would not be rampant. And we thank you, Father, because we know that when sin is rampant, that you make a move. We thank you, Father, that you don't have the attitude that you had in Noah's day of killing all of those because the whole earth had so much sin. We thank you, Father, for grace and mercy. We thank you, Father, that when you look for even five amongst us, Father, that glorify you, that we can cry out, here we are, save us, Lord. Save us for another generation. Save us for those to come. And then, Father, we know that it takes money for ministry. And so we're praying that all of us would have a mind to invest for the future of the church. We haven't been taught that, Father, because our generations have been taught to take care of yourself. And to do what you need to do for you, yours, and for and no more. But we want to be able to have a mindset, Father, to look into the future of the church, Father, and to be able to supply our means so that it can continue to progress, to be in flourishing, Father, to be there, to be where generations that will come that we won't see or know, Father, will be able to see your presence in the earth. Father, we thank you for choosing us. We thank you for guiding us. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for Sister Angela as she works her way through the ministry this morning. We thank you for Pastor Lenore, Father, and we pray for your blessings upon her body. We thank you for our bishop, Lord. We thank you for the wisdom that you've given him. We thank you, Father, because we can listen to him and feel rejoiced that we can build on the things that he gives us. And, Father, we pray that as he gives us tools, that we're able to pass them on to others and to live according to your will. Praise your name, Lord. We bless you for yet another day, yet another month has come, Father. And I can't quote the scripture exactly, but it says summer and winter have come and you still are not saved. Well, I played for you and you still don't dance. So there are people, Father, that are in our world that time just passed them by, and they don't realize it can be a time when they can praise God. Help us to be the light that you would have in the world. In Jesus' name we pray, as I turn the service, the prayer line, back over unto our Sister Angela. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just think if you had known. I thank you, Mother Clark, for praying for our grandchildren. I thank you, Mother Clark, for praying for our children. I thank you, Mother Clark, for praying for our bloodline. Hallelujah. We got a bloodline, and we are connected to Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, it's time. We're at the last moment of last prayer call, last 15 minutes of our prayer service. And as I was sitting here and I was listening to Mother Clark pray, and I was looking back through my notes, and I am going to read the Believer's Declaration. But first of all, I want to say that we have a lovely invitation in your emails if you have not opened them up this morning. Bishop Clark is going to be here on March the 2nd. He's going to be at the AC Hotel. The address is 300 Park Avenue, Orange Village, Ohio. It is located in the Pinecrest Shopping Center. He'll be there at 10 a.m. Meet him there and be ready to praise the Lord, receive communion, and to see our bishop. We thank God for our bishop. We thank God for his vision. We support his vision through giving. I heard Minister Wilson talk about the giving and how we are attacked in our money. I heard Mother Clark talk about our giving. We got to loose this stuff because we cannot be blessed if we keep our hands closed. I have a little great grandbaby now, and she's just a few months old, but she got her hands closed up. So when she was in church Sunday, I took her little hands and I opened them up and I put them on the outside of mine and I started clapping just real gentle because I want to show her even at 5 months. This is how we praise God. This is how we open our hands to receive and to give. I thank God for my grandchildren. And so let us support Bishop Clark and his vision to touch the world through prayer. We know that every seed produces a harvest, but that's not where I'm going. I want to go to the old mission statement. And it's not old because it is very pertinent. Because I was thinking that 14 years when I came to Baca, that and we read this every Sunday, and we spoke it into existence. Our bishop had the vision, and the people that set up under him have spoken into existence that we are a construction site for the family. We are a university for success. We are people vowing to praise his name, and we are a church in the city that is impacting the world. And I thank God for this mission statement. 14 years ago, it didn't mean that much to me. I was new to the ministry, but as I was sitting here today and listening to Mother, I said, we done spoke this thing into existence. Our Believer's Declaration is, as believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve His purpose. And I don't want you to think that this is just something that we read, this is just something that we listen to, because Minister Andre and Evangelist LaShonda, they get so excited on the prayer call when they get a chance to read the believer's declaration. So we are believers. And we are discipled through daily ministry. We have so much ministry. Every time I turn around, Bishop is coming. Bishop's there in the morning, in the noonday, in the evening. Hallelujah. And all you got to do is tap in. If you can't tap in, then you can always go back and make sure you subscribe to your YouTube channel. And make sure you follow him on the YouTube channel so you'll get notifications. You can wake up in the middle of the night and click on and get a message, get a word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as mature believers, we minister from our location. Hallelujah. We are a strong people who know God and serve His purpose. I want to thank you for joining us on this prayer call on this Friday. A month has come and it has gone. And I just praise God. I want to encourage you to tap into the ministry, EKC Ministries. Go out to the web page. Go out and look around on the web page. There's so much on there, so much richness, so much fullness in the Lord. They have really worked hard on it. You can upload your GPS. You can go back. You can hear the prayer calls from different days. You can also leave a prayer request if it's something that you want. You can also see what others are doing. This is not any great, any big thing that we do in praying and leading. You too can do this. And if you can't do it, if you want to do it, just let Pastor Lenore know. Well, I don't know if I can pray for 15 minutes. I don't know if I can talk for 15 minutes. She'll partner you with somebody that will come on. You pray as long as you can, and we will jump in and we will help you. I really, really do not want to overtax the minority. So please do that for us. I think that I've said all my announcements. I thank you for joining on today. My scripture was not my scripture, but when I sat down today, this is what the Lord said to me. I am coming from Isaiah 40, and I'm beginning, and I'm reading the NIV version, and I'm beginning in verse 28. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Let us go before the throne. Father God, I thank you for today. I thank you, Father God, for the men and women that have gone forth, for Minister James Wilson, for Sister Pat Leverett, and for Mother Yvonne Clark, that they went forth fervent in prayer this morning, and they blessed the people of God, that they had something that they petitioned. Someone else on this line heard their prayer request being prayed for. I thank you, God. I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for today. I thank you, Father. I thank you for the mothers that are on this prayer line. I don't have a sick list this morning, Father God, but you know, and the sick list has been called out several times during this week, from Monday all the way up until yesterday. But I want to thank you, Father God, as Mother Clark was praying and she was talking about our lineage and she was talking about our bloodline, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for this mighty woman of God. I thank you that society looks at our elderly like they have nothing to offer. But if society only knew the prayers that these women of God, Mother Betty Buchanan and Mother Sumlin and Mother Yvonne Clark and Mother Evelyn Goodman and Mother Hattie Wynn, Father God, and Mother Peterson, Father God, hallelujah, even Mother Cynthia Horton, Father God, if they only knew a society, but you know, God. And so I want to pray for these women. I want to pray for these women that have become the foundation of our faith, Father God, that we can look to them, Father God, and no matter how they're feeling, Father God, when we talk to them, when we hear them, Father God, they are always ready to intercede on our behalf, Father God. So I thank you, dear Lord. I ask that you bless them in their health, bless them in their finances, bless their comings and their goings, Father God, wherever they may go, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we can look to these women, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that these are the women that Jesus has set in our lives to be the ones, to be our heroines, Father. They are our heroines, Father. They are heroes, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I would like to seal this prayer today in the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus that has saved us, that has delivered us, the blood of Jesus that has healed us, the blood of Jesus, dear God, that has wiped away our tears when we were grieving, Father God, the blood of Jesus, Father God, that has kept our children, Father God, that has kept our homes, Father God, in the name of Jesus, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you have told us that we can wait on you, Lord. We can wait on you to act, Father God, and when you come, Father God, you're going to deliver us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you're all-knowing, all-hearing, all-seeing, Father God, and that you answer our prayers, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that our prayers don't fall on deaf ears, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that even as we wait for you, God, that you renew our strength. We thank you that you do the things that only God can do. We thank you, Lord, that you open up doors, Father God, that only you can open. You allow us to walk through, Father God. Minister James, we thank you, Lord, that you said that you could order our steps, God. So we thank you, Lord, that you're ordering our steps today, that you're hearing our prayers, and that you're seeing us, Father God. We wait on you, Father God, because you are God. You are God alone, and you do the things that we can't do. We wait on you, Father God, because we know that you hear our prayers. We thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that even as you wait on us, Father God, that you change us. You change us from the inside. You change our hearts. You change our minds. You change our souls, Father God. And you strengthen us, Father God, even as we lift up holy hands, Father God. So we just thank you. We praise you today, Father God. We thank you. We honor you and we love you today. And we thank you for this week. And as we walk into the new month of March, Father God, we will praise you, continue to praise you and honor you, dear God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'm going to unmute the line. Of course, you join Bishop at 9 o'clock on YouTube for Daily Bread. And I have a commercial. Today is Blackout Buyout Friday. So if you don't need to spend any money, stay. I don't even gonna tell you to stay home, but don't spend the money. I don't know if it's going to do anything, people of God. I really don't. All right.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Great prayer.
Have a nice day.
Amen. Yes. Thank you. You have a wonderful, wonderful day, everybody. I love you.
I love you.
Yeah.
Oh. Good to hear your voice, Sister Angela.
Yes, okay, y'all. Goodbye. Join Bishop. Great. You got a few minutes. You can get up and stretch. Join Bishop over on Daily Bread. Thank you so much. See y'all in March.
Have a great day.
Celebrate today.
God bless you, Sister Angela. Good to hear your voice.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you. Wonderful prayer.
Thank you. God bless you all.
God bless you.
Amen.
Have a great day. blessings on you. Good morning.